So, okay, so you see how I'm a bit dressed up. Did you guys not get the memo? Because you guys were supposed to dress up as well. So, what are you doing? I am being heckled by Maxine. Tell you what, mate. There we go. There we go. This is so professional. Here we go. Jürgen, if you can do the old jobby, mate. Thank you. Look at that. The whole armour of God. I find a word. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on all of God's armour so you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavy places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in a time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Guess what I'm talking on? The armor of the Lord. Now, why is this such a big thing for me? Because, well, I pray the Lord's Prayer every day. So when I pray the Lord's Prayer, I do this thing where, you know, the Lord, I always see that as a springboard for other things. So, you know, Lord, give us this day your bread, daily bread. I will go and talk to the Lord about finances, or talk to him about giving, talk to him about all those sorts of things. And it will go on, keep me from temptation, deliver me, and then lead on to the end where it says, deliver me from evil. This is where I symbolically put on the armor of God. Now, you may actually sort of be thinking, there's me in the middle of the film, because I usually do this in the morning with the dog, actually pretending to put on the armor of God. I can't say it hasn't happened. Thankfully, there's been no one around to see that. Mind you, there was once some bloke who got was mystified when I was pretending to be a shield wall. However, the police were not called. It was okay. I managed to talk my way out of it. So anyway, the armour of the Lord. Let's face it, guys. You don't rush naked into a battle, do you? Well, some of you might, but generally speaking, it's very wise not to. I mean, you think about people who did rush naked into battle, like the Celts. Where are they now? Hey? The further reaches of the UK, that's where they are, because they would just paint themselves blue and get naked and rush at the Roman soldiers. Not a bold strategy. Well, a bold strategy, yes, but not a wise strategy. So, and as you said, it's Zechariah 4:6. It says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And that's why we need the armor. We need the armor because we are fighting against principalities and powers. You know, we have our daily struggles. Oops, we have our daily struggles. We have the things that, that really wind us up, or the things that take us down, and the things that worry us. But there's so much more to that. There's so much more that's pressing in. So we have to put on the armor of God. And he said the armor of God is actually spoken of quite a few times, but this is the best one. But it's there, the most the complete one. So, okay, I haven't really got a lot of time, so I'm going to move along because I've got some really cool Bible verses, which I might put in a bit later on. So, but we want to move on. So, what we got here? So, we have got Yana's belt. Okay, this is actually Yana. It's got a nice little thing on it there. She puts a lipstick. And a Haribo. I found some Haribo in there earlier on. So this is the belt of truth. And this holds the sword. This girds you up for battle. When you put on the belt, I mean, back in modern parlance, is you're putting on your belt kit. And this is where the gospel of salvation gets. You know, this is the truth. Now, we talk about... because Satan likes to distort the truth, doesn't he? He likes to take the truth and really mess you up. Now, the thing is with the truth is that there's so many truths in this world, isn't there? There is my truth. There is a truth. But we all know that there is just one truth. And we know that the truth can set you free. Now, this is if you, when you look at the sort of the pictures of the older warriors in the day. What they would do, a lot of them were wearing tunics or frocks, you know. Except the Romans, who had lovely off-the-knee jobs. They were very, very, very cheeky. But they had these really, really nice tunics. But the thing was, you couldn't really fight in those. You would be tripping up all over the place. So what they used to do is they used to get their belt, they used to hoik up their tunic, so they could actually fight properly. So it's one of the things that in the Bible they talk about, you know, but a lot about the armor, because they saw it. So yeah, as I was saying about the truth, and the truth we know will set you free. As I say, there are so many truths out there, so many half-truths. It's so difficult to believe what's actually been spoken to you. You can't believe politicians. You can't believe this person. You can't believe the press. You can't believe that. It's so much, which is, you know, you can't take things on face value now. The only thing we do have is the truth of Jesus Christ, which sets us free. So, yeah, when you think about that, when if you try this prayer, when you do the Lord's Prayer and you think about girding on the armor in your head, think about that. Right, I've got the breastplate on. I'll put this on early because it takes ages to get on. And this one is designed in the Bible to protect your heart. Now, the heart actually is one of the most, well, it's the most vulnerable areas, really. But for us, if our heart is hurt, if our heart is divided, then what creeps in? Unforgiveness, hate, division. All sorts of things will creep in if your heart is hurt. And we've seen that with so many friends over the years. We've seen that with people in the church over the years. We've seen that with, crikey, people in the media. You know, I would say like Harry and Meghan. That's a good example. And the relationship they have with their family, which is also public. The hearts have been broken. So the breastplate is there to protect the heart and to keep your heart strong. Thanks, Richard. Right, so shoes of the gospel. So I just do this just to kill a bit of time. Makes me think. So the shoes of the gospel. I've got my lower boots on today. These are my big stomping boots. I love these boots. I won't tell Heike how much they cost, because divorce will follow shortly afterwards. But these boots are amazing. And when I put these boots on, I'm going to do a bit more stomping. Generally, these boots, I mean business when I put these boots on. And when we put on the shoes of the gospel, I don't really think of shoes, you know, like slippers. I think of my big, big clomping boots. Because when I come clomp down, we take the ground. When they mean by the shoes of the gospel, we're going over rough ground. We're going over all the thorns. We're going over all the pebbles and all that stuff. And you need good shoes of the gospel to do that. So when we talk about that, it's about going forward. It's about taking the ground. It's stomping. It's about actually making a difference in the spiritual realm. Right. Okay. I'm going to introduce you to my shield maiden now. It's coming with me, coming with the shield of faith. Isn't she lovely? It's fantastic. There was no training there. She just did that normally. It was amazing. Thank you, Richard, for this. This is amazing. I want to plug you there. Right. That's the bit I really like. The shield of faith. Faith upholds us, lifts us up and encourages us. And most of all, it protects us. Sometimes we don't feel that our faith is very strong. So I'll put on the right arm. Sometimes you feel that your faith is really weak. And this is what you feel like. You've got your shield there. but it's doing this. But we need to train our faith arm. We need to train our faith arm to actually to stronger, to move in that. And how do we do that? Well, there's so many ways of doing it. We actually train for battle as Christians. You know, we don't often talk about that. We don't often talk about the enemy. We don't talk about the devil. We don't give him much time. But he's after us. And it's when he's after us, it's when we shields are up. And I would say, you know, and I think of the pictures of the Saxon shield wall or the Viking shield wall. Oh, by the way, I'm supposed to be a Viking, by the way. I know what you're thinking. Tony Curtis from the 1960s film, The Vikings. Yeah, amazing stuff. But yeah, I think about the shield wall. And I think about how all of us together, in faith, lock our shields together. And I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of that, where a shield will click in with another shield and another shield will click in with another shield. And they will go along the line. And it actually makes a pretty impenetrable barrier. So as Christians, we should be training ourselves for war. We should be getting into the Word. And we should be actually, this is me. This is the way I think, is that, you know, I do think in sort of, Robin said earlier on, is that I do think in things of battle and history. It's just that's the way I'm wired. But there's so many things you can draw from that. There's so many things you can draw from conflict, from struggle, and you can apply them into where we are now. You know, I often see that the church itself is like a barracks, but with a hospital ward. You know, it's we look after our wounded. So I just feel if you've got a strong shield arm, if your strong arm is trained, Daniel, come up, mate. My lovely volunteer, he didn't know I was going to do this. But if that, because, yeah. It's all right, don't worry, it won't hurt.
I just know what comes next.
Much. So if Daniel's faith is low, if Daniel's in a bad place, if Daniel's heart is broken, what do? We put our shield around him. Our faith is around him. Our faith protects him. Our faith builds him up. And we'll take the arrows, we'll take the fire, we'll take the pain. And stand with Daniel or anyone. Right. How am I doing for time? Yeah? So I don't want to rush through too much. 10 minutes. Okay. That's all right, actually. Right. Okay. So that's like you got the shield wall bit, right? Okay, cool. This is a great thing to actually to get hold of and pray with. This is really cool. I like doing things like that because I do actually have a sword here as well. And that helps me to focus prayer sometimes. And I have to keep it away from Solomon. Oh, actually, yeah. The sword, please. Thank you. Here we go. Can I get you to just to hold on to that?
Do you want a mic holder?
Nah, it's all right. In the words of Corporal Jones of Worthing-on-Sea, Dad's Army, they don't like it up them. And the enemy doesn't either. Now, this is where obviously the sword is probably, he's got a sword, oh my gosh, oh, that's amazing. But the thing is, right, what I do when I pray with the sword is I realise what it is. The sword is the word of God. And if anything that I'm going to say today, this is the most important thing. When I can turn this over. The sword is itself a powerful symbol used for both defense and offense. But the sword is the sword of the Spirit. And the sword is the word of God. The use of the word in life, sorry, the sword in life, makes you a better swordsman. And an unused sword, well, this one's a bit rusty. It just stands there in the corner. And I keep saying, and I'm quite This is one of my favourite sayings. It's not what you feel, it's what you know. And if you know the Word of God, and if you start using Scripture in your prayers and declaring Scripture over your life, because we are more than conquerors, guys. And what's in us is greater than in the world. And the Word just cements that. The enemy hates it when you quote Scripture. When you quote Scripture, he runs. When he quotes Scripture, it changes things. And when you quote Scripture, you have the authority. And I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to say, you have the power. You know, you do. You have the power. So the sword, double-edged. So the sword and spirit cuts both ways, and it is vicious in prayer. And I would really encourage you. I've got a fantastic book if you want to. If you're not very good with the Bible, because I'm very good at remembering Scripture, but I'm not very good with the addresses. So I couldn't, a lot of the time, I was like, oh, yeah, it's in the New Testament near the front. But I'm not very good at actually telling you, where to find it. But if you just get a handful of Scriptures and you memorize them, it will make a difference in your life. And that's just, I remember Andy Reid coming to the church a long time ago, and he sang one. And it was like a ditty for a commercial, you know? And that is in my brain now. You know, like all the other things that we see, that is in my brain. I cannot get that out of my head. And that's, do not be anxious about anything, but through everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, give your request to God. And that's Philippians something or other. See what I mean? Verse 10, because you went, oi, afterwards. And that's made such a difference in my life. Just that small thing, just getting it into my heart. And that improves my sword arm. Makes it stronger. Right, okay. So I'm going to go to the last part of the armour. And my beautiful shield maiden will bring it on. Thanks. Yes. Authentic. Totally authentic. There is a amazing bit of kit. Again, thank you, Richard. A lot of this has come from Richard's wardrobe over there. Richard the Armourer. Brilliant. So thank you, Richard, for that. It's a bit wobbly. I think Richard's head's bigger. Right. Oh, we all know. Historical fact. Vikings didn't wear horns. That's very important. However, this Viking does. So, here we go. Right, here we go. The last one. It's the helmet of salvation. We're saved. That's it. We are saved. And again, I come back to this time and time again. It's not what we feel. It's what we know. Scripture tells us that we are saved. We're saved by grace. We don't have to monkey about doing all sorts of stuff. We are saved by grace. It's the truth. See how all these things lock in. And this baby should, I don't think it will in real life, but this one protects the mind. And the mind, is a lot where the battleground is. You know, it's where we fall over. It's where we get tempted. It's where we have bad thoughts. It's where we have unconstructive thoughts. And the mind is, when you put that on, you visualize putting on probably a lot cooler helmet than this. Sorry, Richard. But putting on a proper, Roman soldier headwear or something. And you say, wow, man, if you lock that into your brain and start thinking, I'm armoured up today. I've armoured up. And this will protect your mind. This will keep you thinking freely. And as it keeps you thinking about it, I may not feel. I may not feel uplifted. I may not feel like the Holy Spirit is like, and I'm not doing loads of miracles, and I'm not doing this, and I don't really feel that. But I do know in my brain but I am more than a conqueror. I do know in my brain that I am set free. I do know that the truth will set me free. I know that Jesus is Lord. And if you lock onto those things, visualize putting on the armor of God. It may take you a couple of times, you know, before you actually start to feel it. But, oh man, it's a great thing. It's a great thing to do. And I would just encourage you. I would just encourage you in Jesus' name not to go out and buy armor. Well, wouldn't it be great if we were a Viking church? That would be amazing. I'd like that. That would be so fun. But if we all came with all that in our hearts. You know, when I go up and I do worship, I pray that. Sometimes I don't want to get up there and do it because my heart is not in the right place. But I switch to what I know. And I know that God inhabits our praises. Yeah? So, I think I'm running out of time. And I think I've given you what I have got. So, Maxine's got to finish off here.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.